Good evening. This is Shiur of Yud Beis Cheshvan. We're going to do Yemet Hashem today. Simen Shin Chav Ches, Seif Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. We discussed yesterday and the day before the main distinction between a Makos Shel Chalal, an internal wound, and an external wound. The main difference is as to whether they can automatically assume that it's a anything which is internal, you will automatically assume. If there's any doubt, you will automatically assume that it's sakonas nefoshes and you'll have to be mechal Shabbos. However, if it's an external wound, you can't automatically assume that it's sakonas nefoshes, and therefore you have to be really sure that it is sakonas nefoshes, or you need to be in doubt. There needs to be a proper sofek that you should assume that you can't automatically assume it's sakonas nefoshes, and only then you can. Only once you have a feeling or you think that it's sakonas nefoshes, only then you can be mechal Shabbos. That is the main distinction between an external and internal wound. Right. Seif Tes. Hachoshesh be'einov. Somebody who has got pain, slight pain, be'einov, with his eyes, on his eyes, oy be'einoy, or with just one eye, ve'yesh be'tzir, and there is in the eye some sort of liquid, thick liquid, some sort of substance which is in his eye, oy. Alternatively, shehoyu shoisesois, they were tearing. He had tears. Mimenu dmois machmas akevi, where he had tears from the pain. Oi, alternatively, even worse, shoises dom, that there was blood coming out from the eyes. Oi, alternatively, shehoyu boirira v'tchilas uchle, there was also some sort of thick liquid which was in his eye, perush tchilas choyli, and I'm emphasizing tchilas choyli for a reason, mechalin olav etz Shabbos. We find sometimes there is some sort of a substance which comes after inflammation. After inflammation, when it gets better, this comes clearly to exclude this. It's only sometimes there's some sort of substances, some sort of liquids which grow by the eye, which show that there's a tchilas chol. It's a beginning of an illness. These kinds of things, for those kind of when you see those kind of things in the eye, you're not to michal Shabbos because it's considered sakonas nefoshes. Now, I just wanted to do Mishneh Berurah before I explain that. Sefkot nchov beis ve'afal gav. Although, generally, when a part of a body is endangered, and not the whole body, when only a part of a body is endangered, we are not allowed to Michal Shabbos with an Isser Deraisa. We'll speak about danger of losing limbs in Seif Yud Zayin. Ein Sham. Here it's different. Ein Shani. An eye is different. The shuriki the eina blibotalia v'is ikas akonas nefesh. That is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that shuriki the eina blibotalia, and in fact eyes are pikuach nefesh, and therefore when you see all these kind of substances, any of those things by the eye, the ikas akonas nefesh is involved, and therefore you're not to mechal Shabbos. Shuriki the eina blibotalia. Shuriki the I don't know the concise translation. Shurik the ene belibetale. I don't know exactly the exact title. Shurik the ene belibetale. The point is that the heart and the eye. That's right. The eye and the heart are connected, and therefore, if there's something wrong with the eye, it seems that there is a chashash. There's something seriously wrong with the heart, and therefore, you're not to mechal Shabbos for that. Now, there is a point which has to be mentioned over here, which is as follows. The poskim nowadays have a bit of a problem with it, because according to modern, contemporary medical science, it cannot be confirmed, this point. Apparently, of course, eye is very... You have to be very careful with one's eye, and one has to... One, they are very sensitive. However, there is no sakonas nefosh involved by damaging one's eye. Therefore, some poskim are machmir when it comes to this din, and they say actually when you see anything which is very fishing with an eye, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. Any of those substances nowadays, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos. However, other poskim have a different approach, and they say because since the Gemara says that, so therefore you have to assume that there's some sort of lack of knowledge which we have nowadays, and maybe a little bit similar to the previous Mishnah Berurah which we had, Legabes Tzifinder, and Sifkot Nches, that sometimes the Gemara assumes that some machlas are considered zakons nefosh, and we don't fully understand that. Therefore, they say that actually we just don't understand it, but it is zakons nefosh, and therefore they do allow to mechal Shabbos for any of those illnesses which I mentioned in this seif. It's a machlokes aposkim. Lichoyre halach lemaisa, since it's a machlokes and it's a sofek, al kaponim it should be a sofek pekuach nefesh, which you should be allowed to mechal Shabbos for. I didn't see that inside though. Seif Cotton Chav Gimel. Rira, Begmor Mash Meduad in Kitche, Vechen Isse Berambam, Vecholboy. It's referring to some sort of inflammation. Seif Cotton Chav Dalet, Tchilas Choli, Vechen Beemts Amachla. Also, when you see any of those signs, not the beginning of an illness, but at the end of an illness, at the middle of an illness, you're also not to Michal Shabbos. Avul Besoifa Choli, at the end of an illness, Shekva Tash Machlosoi, that the illness is already disappearing, it's already decreasing. Lekes Akanta Lede Simonim Alolu. There is no danger when any of these simonim appear. Vekolshken, and even more so, Kshiroi Tzelas Zrefua, Kedelhak Bir, Oir Einov. Definitely not allowed to mechal Shabbos if you want to increase the light of your eyes, your eyesight. The bevadoi en mechal mishum ze. Definitely you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos just to increase your eyesight. Right. Seif Yud. Seif Yud is a new subject which is actually very, very important and very nagea ledina. Seif Yud, kol choyli, any choyle, sharoifim oimrim shu sakona. That the roifim say, the doctors say that there is a sakona in it. Af al pi, shu ala bosom ebuchutz, even though it's external, mechal olav ashe Shabbos. You are not to mechal Shabbos because the doctors say that there is a sakona in this. Vim roif echot oimer, tzorich. Now, what happens if one doctor says that you should be mechal Shabbos? Veroif echot oimer eino tzorich. And the other doctor says, no, actually, I don't believe there is a sakona nefosh involved at all over here. What's the halacha then? Two doctors were disagreeing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mechaladin. You should be mechalal because it is at least a sofek pikuach nefesh. And therefore, as we know, sofek pikuach nefesh, you are allowed to mechal Shabbos. V'yesh misha oima, she'ein tzorich mumche. And others say, additionally, that you don't need mumche. Mumche is a specialist. The kol bnei adam chashuvim mumchen k'tzas. That's Takawi Paskin. You don't need a specialist to allow a Chil Shabbos. You don't need a specialist who knows all about this particular illness to Michal Shabbos. You don't need that. On the contrary, kol bnei adam chashuvim mumchen k'tzas. Any people are generally considered mumchen k'tzas. When it comes to the vesofik nefosh lahokal, when it comes to the sakonis nefosh, generally, most sakonis nefosh are common sense, and therefore, I'm saying most because it's obviously not all of them, but most of them are common sense, and therefore we consider kol bnei adam, any people, mumchen k'tzas, a little bit of specialists as far as that is concerned. V'yesh oimrim, davke yisraelim, only yidden are considered mumchim k'tzas. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Avol stam enam yudim she'enon roifin, however, a goy, she'enon roifin, who are not doctors, loim machzikin an oisum kibikiyim. We don't consider him specialist. An average goy, we don't consider him a specialist to allow chil Shabbos. And the reason for that is because we just don't trust him as far as chil Shabbos is concerned. It's because we, a normal person, understands sakonis nefoshes on the one hand. On the other hand, you also understand what a chil Shabbos is. So therefore, we can trust him. However, a goy might not understand. Well, he won't understand what a chil Shabbos means, and therefore he will be more lenient. He might not understand what it means to be mechal Shabbos, and therefore we cannot trust him. However, specialist we can. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah until here. There's quite a few points which I would like to discuss. Seif Cotton Chovhei Sharoifim Afilu Ein Yehudi Kevin Sharoife Umanhu, because he's a specialist. Because of Radbaz Chelik Dalat Siman Samach Vov Ima Choyle Oima Tzorich Ani Letrufa Ploynis. Says Radbaz, if a Choyle says I need this medicine, this particular medicine. And the doctor says, "Ein tzorich, he doesn't eat." What should we do then? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Shoymin lechoyle." Actually, you do listen to the choyle. We do listen to the choyle. He has got an emonos to say that he needs a particular medicine. Although the doctor may say, "No, actually, I don't think you need it," but we do trust the choyle to say that, to have the right understanding what medicine he needs. I want to add a point to that in a minute, Mitzvah Hashem. However, if the doctor says, no, I think actually this particular medicine is actually going to damage him. Not only that it's not going to help him, I think actually it's going to endanger him even more. Then we don't believe the choyle, and we do believe the doctor. As I show him in the roife, then we trust the roife. I'd like to add a few points to that. Point number one, which I'd like to add, is that whenever we speak about a choyle, and the choyle says that he needs something, and we believe him, it's only the halachos, as I'm missing karelitz, if he knows that it's Shabbos, and he's going to mechal Shabbos by doing that. If he doesn't, he's not even aware, he doesn't really chap that it's Shabbos, we won't believe him. Because again, we have to weigh out the chil Shabbos against, the chil Shabbos against the sakonas nefoshes, and he has to understand the covid of the chil Shabbos. If he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, he's not aware it's Shabbos, you're not gonna believe him. We're not gonna go according to his words. There's another very important point, which I'd like to add. Another important point is the following. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that there's another rule as well. If a person looks very, very unwell, and you could see on him that he looks like he's in a dangerous type of situation. He doesn't say, "I need a doctor." He doesn't say, "I need a Chilul Shabbos." And there's no roife around. Are you allowed to mechal Shabbos for such a person? Yes or no? He looks that he's really not well. You could see on him. He just doesn't look right. He doesn't say though, "I need a medicine." Are you allowed to mechal Shabbos? Does he actually need to say actively, I need this and this chil Shabbos or not? The halacha is, says Shulchan Aruch, no, you don't. You could see on him that he looks in that kind of situation, you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for him. And there's another chiddush which the poskim say, which is as follows. What about a baby? You have a baby who is crying, and he's crying continuously for hours and at an end, and you don't know why he's crying. A baby, and he's crying, and you can't work out what is causing that pain. Why is he crying? Well, if it's that kind of baby that just cries, like some babies just forever crying, then we're not talking about that. We're crying a baby that is crying from pain, and it seems that it's something bothering him, which I can't pinpoint what the problem is. The poskim say that the same halacha applies over here. It's similar than the person who is just lying, and you can see that it's something fishy with him. So similarly with the baby as well. You are in fact allowed to mechal Shabbos in such an instance because you could see that there's something very seriously wrong over here. You don't know what. It could be a makash al chalal. It's al kaponim a sofek makash al chalal, and therefore you're allowed to mechal Shabbos in such an instance. Right. Okay. We're going to move on. Seif Yud Aleph. No, actually, there's another piece of room over here, which we haven't learned. This room over here is actually not exactly the issue of the point of Shin Chofres, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it over here. If a person is being forced to do an avera, a big avera, an avera gdoila, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos to save him. For instance, if a person is, let's say, finds himself in a prison and he is being forced over there to mechal Shabbos, he's forced to sign a paper. And but I know that I could actually save him from doing that particular avera. If I myself would be mechal Shabbos, if I go there and explain it to them, and I know how to have the right contacts within the authorities, or I know how to deal with these matters, then am I supposed to go and save him from Chilul Shabbos? They're forcing him to do a Chilul Shabbos. I can save him from that Chilul Shabbos. Am I allowed to do that, or am I not? That is what the Ramah speaks about. And the Ramah says, Latziloi is not referring to save his life, he's referring to Latziloi from Chilul Shabbos. You are not allowed to save him from Chilul Shabbos. You are not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to. And Mishnah Berurah explains that. The reason for that is, Seif Katan Lamed Aleph, Sorry, I've skipped a few Mishnah Berurahs over here. We have to go back a little bit. I'm sorry. We have to catch up a few Mishnah Berurahs. I'm sorry. Sifkot and Chovov. Mechalin, the Sofik Nefosh Lokel. I've explained all of those. I just want to see them inside. Mechalin, Sofik Nefosh Lokel, Chovzain, She'en Tzorich Mumche, Mikol Mokim, Davke Kshiyim, Shemaki Boise Choyli, Kmoy Shekosov Vesimen Tov Rejut Ches. Vigam Enu Nemon, the Hakresh Amumche, Afidu Lokel. A person is not allowed to, cannot disagree with a Mumche, even when it comes to a Kole. We've explained that. The Kol Ne Odom, Hainu Afidu Lemakash Enu Shel Chalal. Any person is considered a Mumche, we said, as far as Pekach Nefesh is concerned, when even external wounds, Mikol Mokim im Efshal Asa Deni Yehudi Tov Yoisa. However, if it's possible, as always, if it's possible to do with any Yehudi, it's better. Kmoshe Be'alti B'vir Alocha. We're going to speak about that Mitzvah shortly. Right. Right. Okay. So. Chasif Kotten Choftes, Davke Soelim, Kivin Shu Mitzuva al Shabbos, Oem Echadolo, Vada Soem Echlam Chosoi. A Yid is believed only a goy, not because he knows he has got the mitzvah of Shabbos, he knows what the Shabbos is, therefore we believe him when it comes to Chil Shabbos. Aval Stam Bnei Odom, Vechenika, that is the Halacha. Ein Mechalelin, one second, I just want to finish this Eve. Ein Mechalelin, the Ein Oemrim Lele Odom, Chetei Kedish Kizichavecho. This is a big klal that we find in Masech HaShabbos, and we pass in Hilch HaShabbos in several places, that we don't tell a person, Ein Oemrim Lele Odom Chetei, Bishvil Shizkechavecho. We never tell a person, do an Avera in order to save another person from another Avera. Ein Oemrim Lele Odom Chetei, we do not tell a person, Chetei, do an Avera, Bishvil, in order, Shizkechavecho, that your Chavar should not do an Avera, that he should have a Zchus. Ach, im akfir hoyo be'echad megin averes. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds another very important point. However, im the kfir, if they forced him to do one of the gimel averes, what about a different case? That he wasn't forced to do chil Shabbos, but they forced him to do one of the gimel averes, such as avoides gilulim, avoides ore, giloy arois, forbidden relations, v'shvichos domim, or they forced him to kill somebody. What's going to be then? Then, and we knowing that person who's being forced, we know that he's going to do the right thing, which is that he's supposed to be killed, and rather than to do any of these gimel averas, then I should actually do the chil Shabbos in order to save him from being killed. Very interesting point. The efsha is very interesting, and the truth is that some poskim are very bothered about this efsha. Some achronim are very bothered about this efsha. Why is he in doubt about this? Why is he in doubt about this? There is a teretz, but I, we should move on. Otherwise, we're not gonna manage. Seif Yud Aleph. Chole sheish pesakone. She'omdu b'yem haShabbos toch las l'refu yidua. A chole who is in a sakona, chole sheish b'sakona, she'omdu, and he was assessed b'yom haShabbos on Shabbos, she'tzorich la'asos lo refua yidua, that he needs a certain refua, sheish b'melechas chilul Shabbos shmoyne yomim, and the refua that is good for him, that helps him, is a chilul Shabbos, and it's actually a refua, it's a treatment which is for 8 days treatment. We do not tell him, you know what, wait until Motzei Shabbos and start then. Because if we wait until Motzei Shabbos, we're only going to be mechalel one Shabbos, as opposed to if we start right away, in which we're going to be mechalel two Shabboses. We should rather start straight away. We're going to mechalel two Shabboses. Now the truth is, this is very, very hard to understand, this mechaber, because the truth is, if it's a chil Shabbos, I mean, well, who cares if it's a Chil Shabbos? We're talking about as the Mechaber starts, Chol Yesh Pesakona. He's a Chol Yesh Pesakona. We're talking about Pekilach Nefesh. So why should we think that we have to wait until Motzei Shabbos? It's very, very hard to understand that. Very hard to understand. So L'Chor one has to say that it's not a straightforward type of Chil Shabbos. It's a person who is not actually now. We know it's not a person on a life support machine who is not that kind of situation. It's in a situation which could potentially develop into a Pekuach Nefesh. It's a potential danger. He's not well now. It could potentially develop into a Pekuach Nefesh. And therefore, even then, we're going to say, you know what? You can't Mechal Shabbos straight away. You don't have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. Right, well, it's in Mishnah Berurah because there's a bit of a kasha here. Mishnah Berurah says, Kotten Lamed Beis. Ein Oimrim Lehant Namtin. We do not tell him to wait. Ve'ein Stira Mizeh, Lord of Seif Seif Dalet. There's no contradiction here to Seif Dalet because over there we said actually the opposite. The Hossam, Aloy Meir Shodea, It's talking about the case that we know clearly that waiting is going to be no problem at all. However, we're not so sure at all about it, and it looks like we have to michal Shabbos straight away. There is over here an interesting point, which is not exactly what the Mechab is talking about, but what about an illness that if by taking it, an illness, and you have a treatment, and the treatment is a course, let's say you have to take medicines over the course of a period of time, are you allowed to take it and is already better now, but potentially it's a Cholish Eish B'Zakona. Are you allowed to take it on Shabbos as well or not? Because now you're not in a situation anymore of a Cholish Eish B'Zakona because you're taking the medicine. But if you don't take the medicine, you're going to fall back into a Cholish Eish B'Zakona potentially. Are you allowed to take that medicine on Shabbos? Yes or no? Often antibiotics does exactly precisely that. Right? By taking antibiotics, normally you're okay. Not taking antibiotics could potentially develop into a danger. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Yes or no? It's not exactly what the Mechab is talking about. But let's discuss that for a minute. The answer is yes, because by not taking it, you're going to fall back into a Cholish Eish B'Zakona, so you don't have to wait for that. You don't have to wait. You're potentially saving yourself from a Cholish Eish B'Zakona, and therefore it is perfectly muta. The question is going to be more interesting if it's not that kind of treatment that by not taking it, you're going to be a Cholish Eish B'Zakona. You're just going to be not well again. Is there heter then or not? That is something which we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem next week. Seifid Beis, a very, very important, maybe one of the most important Seifim when it comes to Cholish Eish B'Zakona. When we do a chol Shabbos for chol Shesh Bezakona, mishtadlin, we try shelo la'asoyz aleidei einum yehudim v'ketanim v'noshim. We try to avoid doing it through goyim, ketanim, minors, v'noshim or ladies. Elo aleidei Yisraelim gdolim uvnei das. We try to do it with adults, Yiddish adults, rather than goyim or minors or women. Hagah, we have to get straight moving with the Ramah. V'yesh oimrim, some say, the Ramah paskins, de'mefsha la'asoyz beloy dichuy uveloy ichu aladei shinui, oisei aladei shinui. That if you can do exactly the same action you can do with a shinui, I want to discuss shinui in a minute, Mitzvah Shem. V'yemefsha la'asoyz aladei eni yehudi beloy ichu klal. And similarly also, when you can do exactly the same hatzolah, you can do with a goy, it is not going to delay matters at all. Oisin al ede eni Yehudi. You are in fact supposed to do it through the goy and not yourself. V'chen no yagin. And that is the minik. Aval b'mokem dish lochu she's atzel eni Yehudi. However, if you are slightly worried that the goy is not going to do such a quick job, he's not going to do it as quickly as the yid. And lastly, is al ede eni Yehudi. You're not supposed to do it through the eni Yehudi. Now, this is a very, very important shulchan aruch. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot lamed gimel. The reason was explained in the Rosh. Mishum de zamlin de lesne ve'ose gam ken ladur basrayu. U'mitoich kach yovel de sakone. The reason for the Shulchan Aruch, who says we should rather Yiddish adults should do it as opposed to goyim, is because sometimes if that's the message that we are giving, that goyim should rather do it, then what's going to happen is that people are always going to try. You're not allowed to do Michal Shabbos. You're always trying to have a yid. And therefore, potentially, it could lead into a danger because people are not going to understand that it's perfectly mutter. However, by ladies, by women, there's another reason. Because they think that, Shabbos, maybe Shabbos is not pushed away from Pikuach Nefesh. I'm going to move on straight away. By women, there's two chashos. Again, potentially, it's going to give the wrong message that they think that it's actually not mutter to Michal Shabbos by Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore, we don't even try, but just always. We always ask men to do the Chol Shabbos. We don't even try any chochmas. We always ask men to do it, and always adults, to just show the message very clearly. You know what? Pikuach Nefesh is perfectly mutter. But women, there's another problem as well, that they might think that, actually, you know what, better not. Or they might even think, on the contrary, they might think, you know what, if that's mutter, maybe other things are mutter as well. They're going to learn just the wrong message. We should just teach the Yidin, you know what, it's perfectly mutter to Michal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Sifkot Lamed Dalet. Aleidei, the Ramos says, Elo Aleidei, V'kshiei Sham B'mamad Zechachomim. No, actually, this is still the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber holds that k'sheyes sham b'mamad ze chachomim, when there is chachomim, mitzvah lechatchil l'asos chidul ha'deidem. It's actually a mitzvah that the chachomim should do the chilul Shabbos, as opposed to it. Gdolim is not only referring to adults; it's actually referring to gdolim talmidei chachomim, and they should do the chilul Shabbos. V'da the kol, and you should know the kol tziv ze ma'ir shekulam umdim ba'isem mamad. Everybody's standing together. Aval ilek sham anoshim v'yesh noshim sham bevade en lo em lamtin v'em zrizo is v'niskoris. Basically, the point is that whenever there is a delay in matters, don't even think what's better, what's worse. If there's any delay involved, just go for it according to all the opinions. Right, I want to discuss a little bit more at length. Let's just finish a little bit Mishneh Berurah. Sifkot lamed hei, uvelo ichu al edei shinu, dekol kama denuchal asa beheter, lo shavak eter evan asa beiso. That Shinui, any melachot which is done by Shinui is only midrabanon. Therefore, the Rama says that, you know what, if you can do anything in Shinui, why should you do it? Why should you do it straight in the straightforward way if you can do it by Shinui? You're making it from the Raisa into the Rabbanon. And therefore, says the Rama, why should you do it? Since we can do it by Heta, why should you throw away the, why should the Heta be pushed away? When I say Issa, why should you do it by Issa? Issa doesn't, obviously not referring to Issa, it's just that it's more chamu. Also, if the Shinui delays matters a little bit, by doing b'shinu, you're going to delay things a little bit. Of course, you shouldn't do it. Rag de'en acholi bol, nam mis'achim me'at, k'delasu le'shinu, de'en ol isu d'rabonon. I want to explain that a little bit more. I just want to finish quickly. Ale de'en Yehudi, v'uadin adiktanem, v'chen oyagin. And the minig is, says the Mechaber, the minig is like that, to ask a goy, v'chen oyagin, hataz kosav, delav minig vasikin hu. That is not a good minig. The Taz said it's not a good minig to ask a goy. The Af Shiochal Asul Edeini Yehudi Mikol Mokma Yisrael Yisoris B'Dov Yisrael. Taz says, you know what? Never ever ask a goy. Halach Lamaya said, the Taz says you should never ask a goy. It's always much better if you ask a Yid. Yid Kazmo is going to do it quicker and better, and he's going to do it. It's always kinder to ask a Yid. V'lochein im yeish afilu sofek atzol v'yesh sakona beveru kol azori zarezem mishubach. The Mishneh Berurah ends off talking with that Taz that whenever there is a sakona, we should ignore that minik, and it's always much better to do. The Yid should do it as opposed to a Goy. Now let's just get this clear. There's a lot of very important and crucial halachas in this Seif, and I want to get this very, very clear. We have over here a case that it is, you don't lose any time by asking either a Goy or doing it b'shinui. Now again, this is very important, because if there is any slightest delay, you understand, if it's a person lying on the floor, if you ask a Goy, you'd lose time. Or if you do it b'shinui, you'd lose time. There's absolutely no tzad whatsoever. You should ask a Goy, you should do it b'shinui. There's nothing to talk about. Right? This is a konos nefosh. Of course, you're not mechal shabbos. The question is only, if there's no delay at all, there's a Goy standing right next to you, and he could do it just as well as you. Or alternatively, you could do the malacha b'shinui just as well as you could. You could do it just as well b'shinui as without the shinui. What is the halacha in this particular instance? Over here, we have machloikas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says, nevertheless, you should never ask a goy, and you should never do it b'shinui. You should do it yourself, and you shouldn't do a shinui. The Rabbah says it's just giving the wrong message. Next time, people will think that you're not allowed to do it, and therefore you should always do it. You're always the yid, the adult, and without the shinui. However, the Rama is cholik. The Rama says he's not so clear about that. He says, you're not allowed. It's better to, if you can, if there's no delay, you should not do it b'shinui, and you should do it with a goy if you can. And the Rama says v'chen oyagin, and that is the minig. Now in that. The Rama says that is the minig. Now, in that itself, in the Rama itself, it's not clear halacha l'maaseh how we pasken. The Taz says that the minig is not a good minig, and we should pasken like the Mechaber. It should always be a Yid who does it, and you should never do it b'shinui. However, the Mishneh Berurah seems to pasken like that, but it's not so straightforward. Now, I want to add one point to that, which is very important. The whole machlokes that we're discussing over here is only when it comes to the Chilul Shabbos alone. I want to give you an example. What about you have somebody has a wife who is in labor on Shabbos? What should you do? You can either jump into your car, drive off, zoom off to hospital, and you've done loads of melachos d'oraisa. You know, it's a sakonas nefoshes. You're led as, if she's in labor, it's considered a sakonas nefoshes. You can either do it yourself, or you can call a goy, a taxi, and he's going to drive you to hospital. What is better? Now, this really, at first glance, would assume this is the machlokes between the Ramon and the Mechaber, right? You can either ask a goy or you can do it yourself. Now, I want to quote of here Remis and Karel. It's not only Remis and Karel, it's all the poskim as well. They say the following point: the whole machlokes of here, which we have between the Ramon and the Mechaber, is only as far as the actual chil Shabbos, which is the actual pikuach nefesh, is concerned. We're not attaching the life support machine to the person, or we are talking about the emissary, the real hatzola. But as far as the other parts which are concerned, Kula Alma, everybody agrees that it is better to do it through a goy and to do it with shinui. Absolutely, of course. Again, if there's no delay involved, but the machlokes, which is the mechaber and the remo, is only when it comes to the actual chilul Shabbos, which is the pikuach nefesh. When it comes to the other parts, which are the side parts of it, which is not the actual hatzola, that is not the machlokes of the mechaber. There's another point, but we're going to be mashing that tomorrow.